So yesterday morning, the temperature, the wind chill was like 23 below. And
nuts.
We had all the schools except, all school systems pretty much except one, Fort Wayne Community, on a delay. So we were talking on the air about that because I know a lot of parents were upset about that. And many parents apparently used our radio station in their excuse to be late for school yesterday because Angie was speculating on the air about, hey, it's Wednesday. I think that there's a two-hour delay built in, right?
I did say that because I did think that. I remember at one point there on Wednesdays there was a two-hour delay built in. But turns out that was last year during e-learning. This year, they're supposed to go to school on time. However, because I recklessly said that on the air yesterday.
You said it one time. What happened?
One time. An onslaught of calls and tons of kids showing up to school at 11 yesterday.
And blaming you for the excuse.
Blaming me. Parents, listen. Parents were calling the school so often yesterday that my husband had to come home and tell me about it last night. I was like, I don't know what you did at work this morning, but I heard about it all day long.
Oh,
and mostly
gosh. People
were like, how does your wife have no idea what time you go to work? And I just don't.
You're
don't.
Gone, aren't you?
Well, I was
going
to say, you're never there.
Yeah.
I leave, you know, the house like 4 hours earlier than he leaves the house, right? So I honestly have no idea. And then another thing that we get all the time is people are like, don't you even talk to each other? Well, I mean, we do, but I'm not being like, what time did you go to work today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when we see each other at night, it's not about anything work related. Mm-hmm. I love you too, but at the end of the day, I'm not chatting about
you
with
you
my
didn't,
husband.
So you didn't know that this year everything's back to normal.
I truly had no idea.
Right. But you said it anyway on the air because you thought, well, maybe this will excuse why they don't have a delay.
Listen, we're not 60 minutes, Jim.
Right. That's my line. We're not 60 minutes. So people heard that based on that one comment, which we did correct a few minutes later.
Minutes later. I mean, it's not like it was a half hour. It was minutes later. I said, oh, there's no delay. You know, there's no delay. But the way that Aaron broke it down to me last night was, okay, do you remember when you were little and school delay scrolled on the screen? When you saw your school, did you read the rest of them? I was like, no, I didn't really care. And he's like, that's exactly what happened, Angie.
Yeah.
It was like, you said there's a delay. And people are like, oh, there's a delay. There's a delay.
Now, the question is, and this is what everybody listening really wants to know, what are you going to do about it? Now, in my case, many times when I make mistakes like that, and they happen frequently because I'm a human being, and this is not 60 minutes, I always like to take a day or two off to think about what I've done. Carrie, you know this through the years. It's very, you know,
I have it on my calendar. Sometime at such and such a point, I put them on my calendar when I know you're going to suspend yourself.
So, Angie, when you decide what day, if you want to go to that extreme.
Oh, no, I think that's the only way to get over this.
Okay,
I definitely need to suspend myself.
It's very good.
You know, reflect on it.
Okay, so what is it you say, Jim? We need to just shut off the transmitter and
turn off the transmitter and go
home.
This
morning, I mean, not to draw attention, but this morning has started out. And we're only halfway through our show.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I mean, you know, between the people getting mad at you for our question of the day.
Then
all of, you know, the whole school delay. Why don't we just turn the transmitter off and go crawl back under the covers?
Yeah.
Amen.
That would be
what
good.
What do you think?
WLDE Fort Wayne now leaves the air.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic hits 101.7.